From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. A spokesman says Iran will respond by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20% now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil ministry official said Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day to its current production of 2.8 million barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran arrived home late Sunday. Matthew Trevick landed in Boston on Sunday. He had been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that were not clear. Several other released prisoners are in Germany receiving medical treatment at a U.S. military hospital. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's interior ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the attackers. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartments the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident describing it as a brothel that is a subject of frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. This is VOA News. British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Trump prompted outrage in Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed the ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. British Prime Minister David Cameron has attacked what he calls a passive tolerance in Britain's Muslim communities for segregation and discrimination against women. He said a poor grasp of the English language leaves Muslim women more susceptible to extremist rhetoric. Mr. Cameron proposed almost $30 million for funding English language classes for Muslim women. He also suggested some migrants could be deported for a failure to speak the language. Delegates from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan gathered in Kabul Monday to figure out how to end violence in Afghanistan. Aisha Tanzim reports.
This is the voice of Afghanistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salahuddin Rabbani, opening a meeting in Kabul Monday of what is formally called the Quadrilateral Coordination Group of Afghanistan. Rabbani emphasized drawing red lines for an effective roadmap to peace. While we understand achieving a lasting peace would require patience and determination, Rabbani said, it is equally important to keep in mind that the Afghan public will not accept an open-ended process without tangible results. Rabbani also called on all Taliban groups to accept the call for peace through dialogue. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Israeli officials say a female Palestinian attacker stabbed and wounded a pregnant Israeli woman before being shot. The attack took place Monday at the Tekoa settlement in the West Bank. A spokeswoman for a Jerusalem hospital said the woman was 5 months pregnant. She said she was moderately wounded after being stabbed in the upper body. French President François Hollande announced a $2.2 billion job creation scheme Monday as he sought to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He had promised voters to put the jobless rate on a convincingly downward path, which he set as a precondition for running in the next presidential election. Hollande said France is in a state of economic emergency and needed new measures urgently, but he promised they would not come from raising taxes. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.